शांति ऑल ऑफ यू हर्ड दिस मॉर्निंग मुरली यस व्हाट यू लाइक वेरी मच फ्रॉम द मुरली एट रैंडम एनीबडी कैन स्पीक आउट बाबा इज नॉट वर्शिप्ड ओके Particular thing Baba said was, he doesn't allow people to wash his feet. Why? Because, of course, he doesn't have a feet. But more than that, he is obedient servant. So he comes to serve the children. So he makes the children higher than himself. So he doesn't want children to wash his feet. Means it is Baba's humility that, you know, even though he is such a highest authority, he doesn't have any ego. He can stand up and say namaste at the end of the murli every day. What other points from that? That was one main one. What other? Yeah, Baba surrender himself to the mothers, yes. What else? No, Baba said this is the gathering of the swans, so storks cannot come here, that means impure souls cannot come here. That's what Baba meant. And also Baba was talking about Baba being the bestower. You know, even in bhakti he was bestower. Even now he is a bestower. That's why sannyasis ask for mukti. And those who are householders, they ask for jivan mukti from him. He's always a bestower. And what else Baba said today? No, don't get confused if you have questions and leave Baba. Leave the questions aside. Continue to study. Then you will get answers. But your business is with remembering Baba and receiving the inheritance, man above. Don't go into too much other questions. What was Baba's blessing today? Anybody remember such a beautiful blessing? Baba said, in the path of bhakti, they say, someone who has courage and enthusiasm, they can change dust into gold. That means, if you have enthusiasm and courage, you can attract money, wealth towards yourself, success towards yourself. It's true, you know. Because when double foreigners come to Madhuban, we ask them to share their experience. How did they come to Madhuban this time? Everybody has a different story, you know. Somehow they made up their mind that I am going to Madhuban this time. They don't have money. They don't have leave. They don't have permission from home. Nothing. But they have the enthusiasm and courage, I will definitely go. But somehow, at the right time, they got the booking, they got the money, they got the leave and they arrived. It's not magic, it is the energy of enthusiasm. So that's why Baba said today, because we have enthusiasm and courage in this Brahmin life, even our non-living images, people are worshipping, their faces are cheerful and powerful. The enthusiasm that we have had now is expressed, depicted in the non-living images. So, what is enthusiasm? What is enthusiasm? No, enthusiasm is actually the blood of Brahmin life. Blood. It is blood. When you don't have blood enough in your body, you get sick, anemia, and all kinds of diseases. Yeah? Enthusiasm is like oxygen of Brahmin life. When you don't have oxygen, you don't survive. Right? You die. That's why Baba said in the last line of the Murali today, if after being Brahma Kumar and Brahma Kumari, if you don't remain pure, you die. So it's oxygen of Brahmin life. Thirdly, enthusiasm is like wings in Brahmin life. That's why Baba always says, fly with the wings of zeal and enthusiasm. When you have enthusiasm, you have wings. You can fly. And enthusiasm is like freshness of a flower. That's why it is always nice to be in the company of a person who is full of enthusiasm. They are blooming like flower. Right? So, it's energy, it's vitamin E of Brahmin life. You know, we have A, B, C, D, E, 5 vitamins. For being ever healthy, A means Atma consciousness, B means Baba consciousness, C means cycle, D means drama dot, E means enthusiasm. You got all 5 vitamins? Any deficiency? If you have any deficiency, better you take it from Madhuban. So, you know, when we come to knowledge in the beginning, you remember your childhood days today, just for a moment. How did you feel? When you first came to Baba, recognized Baba, I got Baba. So, you were full of zest. You know, it is always said zeal and enthusiasm. Zest. So, why you had so much enthusiasm? You know, when people will ask you, how are you? You say, I am flying, you know. I cannot eat. I don't feel hungry. I don't feel sleepy. You know, I feel so happy. Why? Because why you have so much of enthusiasm in the first year? Because everything is new. Knowledge new, family new, service new, everything, yoga new. So exciting, you know. Every day Murali listening itself is exciting. Because everything new, new, new. Second year, after first year passes, second year if somebody asks you, how are you? What will you say? Will you give the same answer? No. Why? You say, okay. Alright, moving on. Already enthusiasm become little bit less. And third year, if somebody asks you, how are you? What did you say? Okay, surviving. Yeah. Why? Actually, it should increase, isn't it? What enthusiasm you had first year, it should be double the second year, the triple the third year, but it becomes less. Why? because we stop having newness. It is not that there is no newness in knowledge. Knowledge is ocean. You know, you can have newness like ocean, but we don't create newness. That is why we become stale like a wilting flower. Just compare blooming flower and wilted flower. Which one you like? No one would like to see a wilted flower. Why we got wilted? Begin to feel everything is stale, you know, same thing. No. I have to create newness. It is not given to me. That's why, you know, in the first year, I am like a Baba's baby. You know, when a baby is born, mother does everything for the baby. The baby doesn't have to think about anything. So it's nice. Enjoying in the lap. Then after that, the mother will leave the baby down to walk. And then it will try to walk, it will fall, it will cry. That is the time we begin to see the difficulties. Yeah? You want to be a child always in the lap? Don't want to grow? No? Don't want to grow? No, this is all a phase, different phase of life. Childhood, adolescence, maturity. So we have to accept the different stages, you know. But no matter how many years you are in knowledge, but your energy of enthusiasm must not decrease. Because today Baba gave us the homework. You remain in enthusiasm and you give enthusiasm to others. So first of all, I must have enough. Then only I can distribute, donate. You got enough? You got enough enthusiasm? Once Baba said, if you don't have 100% enthusiasm, you have 80%, you donate enthusiasm. By doing that act of charity, 20% will come back to you. So, we must, first of all, in order to have a stock, I must know the methods to create enthusiasm. First of all, I have to create. I don't have to wait for somebody to give me. Yeah, I have to create, and secondly, I have to sustain, maintain, and thirdly, I can distribute. So first of all, let us understand what are the things we have to do in order to create enthusiasm, first of all. You know, just like in doctors say that there are certain vitamins which are in our body already. But one vitamin is not in our body, and that is vitamin C. You have to give it from outside every day. So when we have vitamin C deficiency, we catch cold very fast. So vitamin E is also like that. It's not inside Brahmin life. We have to create it. Yeah? Manufacture it. So the first method, I'm just telling on the basis of my experience. Because one of my specialty in Brahmin life is enthusiasm. You know, from the first day I came until now, it has never become decreased, but it increases all the time. So you feel like a student all the time. That's why they say someone who has enthusiasm, they look 12 years younger than their normal age. They never age. Lord Dadi Janki always says, I am not 96, I am 16. Huh? Every time people see Dadis, they say, you look younger than last time. How come they can look younger? They are growing older, right? But it is because of enthusiasm. So the first thing that we need to do in our life is to bring novelty. Novelty means newness. You know, because see, when there is something new, curiosity, you know, motivation comes. Oh, you know, even some children, when they see something new, they get excited. So I have to also create that feeling of excitement, motivation, you know, for myself every moment in Brahmin life. Because Brahmin life is a life of pressure. Not pressure. Pleasure. So, you know, like for example, if somebody gives you some new recipe, you eat something somewhere and you say, give me your recipe, I will try. And you are so excited to come home and experiment with that recipe. Yeah? Why? Because it is something new. You are doing it yourself. Every time you mix one ingredient with another, how it's coming out, how it is, even it is baking in the oven, you keep on exciting whether it is rising, what color, how it is, you know. So, anything that is new, it brings that enthusiasm, staleness, tiredness, sleepiness, everything goes off. So, the way we do Amritvila, the way we listen to the Murli, the way we spend the whole day in Brahmin life, everything should be new every day. No old. Not like robot, you know. Robot do only one thing. They can't do many things. Whatever it is being, you know, set, the system. So, how to create that newness? Because some people are born creative. You know? They can be creative. But some people have to make effort to be creative. Like for example, you know, even listening to the Murli, you can listen in different ways. You know, sometimes you can listen to the Murli in the form of subjects, four subjects. Sometimes you can listen to the Murli in the form of relationships with Baba. Sometimes you can listen to the Murli in the form of don'ts and do's and don'ts, what Baba says today, different ways. Sometimes you can create a kind of cartoon out of the Murli. Make it entertaining for yourself, you know. So you feel looking forward next what Baba says, because it's interesting. But if I'm just sitting there listening, halfway I say, oh, it's the same Murli, you know, every day. Boring. How many of you feel boring? Brahmin life. Every day Amritvela, boring, sit down. Instead of sleeping in the bed, I'm sleeping on the chair, you know. So, I don't want to get up anymore. It's only instead of horizontal, I'm doing vertical, you know. But same yoga, sleepy. No, I have to create newness. So for that one yukti I will tell you, what I use is always to remember I'm a student. So student means I'm always a student. Means study, right? Students means study. So when I have that student consciousness, I want to learn, right? Study means learn. So the one who has this learning attitude, they will have one speciality. they pick up good quality, goodness, speciality from everyone, everything, everywhere. Just imagine, you pick up good things from everyone, everywhere, anywhere. So how much stuff you will collect? You know, collecting goodness. So you got a lot of material to use and experiment with your life. So you will never get bored. You know? So I must be creative. For example, you write the letter E. You write the letter E on your paper. See? How you can be creative in looking at E? How you can be creative? See, use your brain a little bit. E. Write E alphabet English on your paper. Now, use your creativity. E means, of course, enthusiasm. But how many ways you can look at this letter E? Somebody can tell me? No, you don't listen. You just use your brain. E, you can look at it as three. Right? E, you can look at it as M. E, you can look at it as W. Actually, it is the letter, same letter. But like I create newness. So it becomes interesting for me. So Baba says point, like for example, soul consciousness. But today Baba said soul conscious point in a different way. But otherwise I will feel every day same soul consciousness, you know. So I must have that student consciousness, learning attitude to pick up good from everyone, from everywhere. So I can experiment. You know, that's one method. Creating enthusiasm. It's a self-generator. You need to create a self-generator, generate enthusiasm. And the second method is actually very, very simple. You know, to celebrate Brahmin life. Everyday celebration. In Hindi we call Utsav. See, whenever you have any festival, you have so much of enthusiasm. Deepavali, New Year, Christmas, so much of enthusiasm. You know, you don't feel tired. You know, morning till night you will be working, cooking, cleaning. But because of enthusiasm, because it's a festival, it brings enthusiasm, so it brings freshness. So I have to celebrate Brahmin life every day as a festival. How? How you will do it? What usually they do on a festival day? They do four things. Usually they do four things. That is what is called celebration. So they first of all meet with each other, you know. Then in meeting they greet. Happy Deepavali, Happy Christmas, whatever. And then they eat. And then they share gift. They sing and dance. Right? That's celebration. Can we not do that every day? Do you do it every day? If you do, then you will never run out of enthusiasm. So we start our Brahmin life first with meeting with the highest on high at Amrit Vela. Our meeting. Not with any human being. We say, Baba, good morning. Thanks for another day. I'm coming to meet you. Baba is waiting for me. Excitement. You know, for me, until today, from the first day until now, Amrit Vela is exciting always. Wait, feeling that I should first of all go to Baba. Nobody should go before me to say good morning. You know, I must get all the drishti first. Means I must create that feeling before I sleep also. Don't depend on the alarm clock. Your alarm clock here is important. So we start our day meeting with Baba, you know, receiving all the blessings, and then we greet each other. What do we say? Greeting. Om Shanti, my Baba. And then we eat. What we eat, what we feed each other. Dilkushtoli means words that makes others' heart happy. So keep feeding, unlimited dilkushtoli. And then sing and dance. Sing the songs of Baba's praise and dance the dance of happiness. What you have to do in Brahmin life? Sing, swim and swing. Sing, swim and sing. That's all. So that is called celebration. So you know to do that or not. But sometimes some Brahmin become too serious. And that is why they become heavy. You know? When you are happy, you are light. And when you are light, you sing and dance. You cannot sing and dance if you are not light. And you cannot be light if you are not happy. So celebrate life. Celebrate. Don't spend life. You know, when you are spending life, you are counting time. But when you are celebrating life, you don't even recognize how the time passes, you know. So that's another way of creating enthusiasm. Create. So then you feel like you have wings. You know, when you celebrate Brahmin life, you have wings. So you are able to feel the lightness. You are not walking, but you are flying. First, try to use these two methods to create, generate, motivate. You know, actually, the dictionary word for enthusiasm is being in spirit, being inspired. That is the dictionary word. Enthusiasm means being inspired. And if you divide the word inspire, in spirit. So remain always, you know, in spirit. You understand? Being inspired. So like, that's why Baba said the faces of the deities, like they are, you know, they inspire other people when you look at them. You know, their faces, even non-living faces, are a source of inspiration. They are not saying anything, but they are saying a lot. So my life, as I walk, as I eat, like Dadi Prakashmani, just full of enthusiasm. You know, so much enthusiasm, Dadi. Her each word, her each step, every thought filled with motivation. You know, it's really important, this energy. That is what actually brings cooperation from everyone. Attracts cooperation. So you don't have to do anything. No, that's how Dadi Prakashmani got everything done. she will just come and share a thought in the class with enthusiasm, so much enthusiasm. And everybody say, yes, Dadi, we are with you. You know, one day she came to the class, I remember, she said, I got this thought, you know, when I was taking shower, that we should have a program for one million people, something like that. We should have a mega program. You know, her thought to give message, and people picked up such a wonder in 2 weeks, Ahmedabad, Gujarat, they organized the program for 1 million people, 10 lakhs. Just imagine, cooperation comes because it motivates other people's intellect. You know, your enthusiasm motivates other people's intellect. They get inspired because you are in spirit. So it is very important. It's very healthy sign. So one is to create through novelty, through celebration, through learning attitude, you know. Always. No matter how many years in knowledge, I am only a student. Just look at Dadi Janki. Always she says that. I don't have a center. I don't have any student. I am a student myself. You know? Okay. Now we generate it. But the second thing is maintenance. You can create something, but to maintain is the main thing, isn't it? To consistently maintain. So what I need to do? To maintain my enthusiasm, what I have to do? I have to be actually consistent in whatever I am doing. Because, you know, sometimes we get intoxicated, do something for a few days and afterwards it drops. We go to some task with interest, start it, and halfway we get distracted. No. That is why together with enthusiasm, we need determination. Because if you don't have determination, you cannot maintain enthusiasm. You know, many souls start off something with lot of enthusiasm, but then halfway they get distracted, so they lose their determination, they give up. So determination is the companion of enthusiasm. So determination means to always make my move forward. No termination. Determination means no termination. No looking backward, moving forward. With the thought, I am, I can, and I will. So this energy drives you, you know. So I need to make sure that I have determination and consistency. Because once you lose the consistency, you lose power. You know, sometimes we may have to do certain things not because we like to do it. Sometimes you may have to do certain things as a discipline. Just for example, Amrit Vela, you know. Some days when you wake up, your body is not well. Some days when you wake up, the situations in which you are is not suitable. Different reason could be there. So, I may not be doing it from my heart, but still I must do it. Because consistency. One is to do with love, that is the best way. Other is to do it with the discipline. So that is also going to help. That is why it is said sometimes law is love and sometimes love is law. So I have to tell myself, it's not that I don't feel like getting up this morning, I slept so late last night. Doesn't matter. I have to. You know, even though I may not have very good meditation, but still I will do it. So when Baba sees the child making effort consistently, he really gives wonderful experiences suddenly. No, really you feel that. You know, Baba is watching all of us, right? How we get up in the morning, how we sit with him, how we talk to him. It doesn't take long time for Baba to see every one of us. He can see all of us at the same time, you know. He is very high. So he will definitely give me the good experience, seeing me being obedient, you know. So this is why, never forget, if you want to maintain enthusiasm, you have to remain consistent and maintain determination. That is when you are able to maintain, keep it up throughout your Brahmin life. Now the third aspect is distribution. Okay, another method to maintain enthusiasm is to give enthusiasm to others. The more you give, the more you get. You maintain automatically. It is like happiness. What you give, it comes back to you in the same circle. It's energy, no? So the third stage is distributing enthusiasm. Giving enthusiasm to others. How will you give? It's not a commodity that you call person and say, take this. So how you all give enthusiasm to others? Huh? No, what? How? How you will do it? How you will distribute? Pointing out speciality. What else we can do to distribute? Motivating people. How will you motivate? So one way of motivating is actually appreciating. You know, you actually donate enthusiasm to others when you are able to appreciate. Because sometimes, you know, we have certain expectations. And so when our expectations are not met by somebody, we don't have appreciation for them. We discourage instead of encourage. So it is important to encourage people so that they feel motivated. Encouragement, you know. So encouragement is given in the form of appreciation. What Baba does, you know, when Baba comes, he always motivates us. He always encourages us. Why? He appreciates what we are and what we will be. He doesn't talk about what we were. He knows about it, but he doesn't talk about it. You know, his vision is far-reaching, not limited. So we have to learn from Baba, appreciating whatever others are doing, how much they have done according to their capacity, it is very good. So you can remember, you know, you do something, you are working hard on yourself, you are doing something, you put in all your energy, the best, that is all you could have done. And you go and present something to somebody and immediately they say, I did not want this actually. I want something else. So my heart becomes totally hopeless. Yeah, maybe it is not up to the mark, but they have tried their best. So you just give them that vibration energy of appreciation through your words, through your feelings. Yeah, it's very good. Well done. So next time, they will do it better, isn't it? But if we totally stop them, making them hopeless, it is like kind of a suicide, isn't it? So we should never do that. That's why Baba is asking us to practice this virtue, no? Pick up the good qualities, but appreciate in your mind, first of all. Then appreciation in words. So people become confident, you know, because we have lost confidence, we have lost our self-respect for a long time. I am nothing, I am useless, I am virtueless. So we have made ourselves become feel so low, you know. And if on the top of it, if we hear from somebody, and that too somebody responsible, finish. Then I become hopeless, disheartened. So disheartenment is a sickness in Brahmin life we should never suffer from. Okay, even if someone say, I did not do well, that may not be correct on their part, but from my side, I have to ask myself, I have done my best, it's okay, I will try again. Not to feel disheartened with the comments, you know, because sometimes we base our enthusiasm on the basis of the comments passed by people. If they say words of praise, if they say words of my speciality, then I feel enthusiastic. I want to do more next time. But if my mistake is pointed out, you know, if somebody criticizes me, I feel depressed. That is not correct also. Because all critics are not bad. Criticism is necessary for our progress. But from my side, I don't criticize. But if someone criticizes me, I take it in an objective way. You know? So because Mama used to say this, you know, if somebody gives you correction, you did not even make a mistake. Somebody else made a mistake. But you were given that correction. So how do you feel if somebody does that for you? Huh? You feel happy about it? No? You get so upset. I did not even do it. But Mama used to say, don't reject any correction that is given to you in the form of teaching. Take it. Because it is going to be useful for you in the future. Because we are all on journey. We could make mistake in the future. Maybe they are our well-wishers, you know. But I should not lose my enthusiasm because I was given correction or I was criticized. Because I must know myself very well. What I am, who I am. I must have my own self-respect. So, distributing happiness is like appreciating each and everyone, seniors, juniors, or equals. So, you generate that, you know, enthusiasm, induce that enthusiasm into others. And also, you know, to distribute enthusiasm is like you know, being child and master, in giving opinion, idea, be the master. In accepting, you know, be the child. So because we have both in our in within ourselves, you know, master and child. So when I am able to use both together, where I have to be master, I have to be master. Where I have to be child, I have to be child. Then I am able to maintain the childlike enthusiasm all the time. Because, you know, enthusiasm energy is contagious. It cannot be incognito. You know, some virtues are incognito. For example, introversion, for example, you cannot see, you know. Maybe someone who has patience, you cannot see immediately. But energy of enthusiasm is obvious. It's like a contagious. If you have, you can't help without spreading to others. It's like, you know, in science they say nitrous oxide, laughing gas. Whoever inhales that, they start laughing themselves without even knowing. So if someone has enthusiasm, they cannot help without spreading to others. It's contagious. It goes from one person to another person. Just like yawning. Yawning is contagious too. If now, for example, one person start yawning, and the next person, the whole class will start yawning. Sleepiness is like that, you know. The waves can travel very fast. So this is why it is very important that I carry the vitamin E with me always. Childlike, you know, curiosity, inquisitivity, you know, learning. So I would never get bored. No, Jagdish Bhai used to say, why we get bored in Brahmin life is because we don't bore enough into ourselves. You know, when you want to get well water, sweet water, what you have to do? You have to bore the well. Deep, deep, deep. So those who have worked on themselves over a period of time, they have bored themselves very well, so they will never get bored. So you can look at the same thing from different perspectives. You know, like for example, tolerance. You know, you can look at it, tolerance as virtue, tolerance as power, tolerance as value. How to use tolerance? You know, how, when can I use tolerance? You know, okay, I use tolerance as a virtue, it did not work. Then I become creative. I use it as a power, it did not work. I use it as a value. So I should have a kind of multiple, you know, answers. So that I never get bored. But if I have only one way, I run out. So then I don't know what to do. Then Maya can catch me. You understand? So when I have that energy of enthusiasm, you know why Baba said it will attract everything towards you. This is the magic. They say whatever your mind perceive, think about it. Whatever your mind perceive, like for example, before performing any task, I know already, I did it last kalpa. It has happened last kalpa. I perceive. Whatever you perceive, your mind conceive. And you achieve. First, if the beginning itself is not there, if you don't perceive through your divine eye, see that you have done it every kalpa and you are doing it again. You know, if you don't have that understanding, you don't conceive that idea, so you don't perceive, you don't achieve. So this is the wonder, you know, how. See, it is all in the atmosphere, you know. I have to attract it towards me. Success, money, fortune, everything is there. But if my thoughts are powerful, it will attract. So you get what you want. If we don't get what we want, who else will get? You know, if our thoughts don't get materialized, whose thoughts will get materialized? So that is why I have to check my mind, no doubt. You know, if you have slightest doubt, you make the success far away. You make the achievement move at a distance. So we are all doing the same thing, you know. Some souls achieve what they want and some souls don't. Why? It's not that Baba is not giving them, but it is their own thought. See, even in the sports it's like that, isn't it? See, they visualize the success already in their mind before the athletes, you know. They practice visualizing, and when they have visualized the success on the screen of their mind, so when they go on the field, they are able to have that spirit. So this is why, you know, when you have courage, courage means what? Courage is again the breath of Brahmin life. Means to have no fear, no doubt. So if there is fear and doubt, no courage, enthusiasm doesn't work. So courage, enthusiasm, determination, three things go together. Then you achieve what you want. So take these three things, practice it. First of all, create your enthusiasm, maintain enthusiasm, let it not drop, and then distribute. When you distribute, it comes back to you. It doesn't become less. So you will never run out of it. Actually, you will be always full. So it's a very good practice. And of course, the sign of those who have enthusiasm is cheerful face, happy face. No sadness, no worry, no heaviness, lightness. That's why it is called wings. Wings means lightness. That's why angels always shown to be flying. And they have such sparkle on their face, the enthusiasm. So you spread that vibration of enthusiasm around and take that gift. So when you go back to your countries, it should become contagious. Laziness, carelessness, excuses, all finish in front of enthusiasm. It doesn't exist. Because I want to do it and I will do it. That's enthusiasm, you know. Commitment. If I don't have commitment, I cannot get what I want. You know, persistence. Perseverance, everything will come when I have enthusiasm. Because not like I start off something and I don't have perseverance, I leave, give up halfway. No. Determination, perseverance. I will stay in put until I reach my goal. No turning back. So that, you know, that energy. I have done it last kalpa and I will do it again. So that will give me that feeling of power. And of course, you know, we have to plan, but again, to have that motivation, I have to live in the present, moment by moment. I have to plan, but as far as the present time is concerned, make the most of it. not dwelling in the past, not dreaming about the future, then I just become loose, slack. So that is wisdom. You know, learn from the past, plan for the future, but live in the present. That's why you are like a flower. Wherever you are, you are going to radiate energy. In your company, people feel electrified, you know. People feel energized, empowered, because you are charged. So then automatically that will help us to glorify Baba's name. So we just finish with this thought. Let vitamin E become full, so that Maya's disease cannot come. Okay? Any question? Any question? No question? Clear? So now, it's not only for today, but all the time in Brahmin life. When somebody sees you, they ask you, how are you? You don't say, okay, all right. Something not right, you know. I have to reply with that zeal and zest. You know, how I am. Baba always used to show like this, you know. Abhyakt Baba. Enthusiasm, courage. Not like we look like a living dead, you know. Withered flower. No. We have to give life-giving herb to other souls. So how can we experience that kind? Always alive. Lively. Lively. So live in the present. You will be alive and lively. Yes, brother? First vitamin A, Atma consciousness. Atma consciousness, Baba consciousness, cycle, drama, enthusiasm. A, B, C, D, E. And every Murli got all five vitamins. So drinking the Murli is drinking five vitamins. Okay, so let us have traffic control just now. The song will come. Yeah. So leave behind all laziness, carelessness. Om Shanti. Enjoy the rest of your stay. Keep smiling. Don't be serious. You can be silent, but you can smile. Yeah? Yeah.